What high school band is this?
I don't recognize this one.
I don't either. It's got to be a high school, right?
I think this one is by request. Our co-worker Scott might even be a trombone player on this band. It's New Mexico State. It's the Aggies. I feel kind of bad. That's got to be a rival with the Arizona schools, right? I mean,
to some degree.
To some degree.
Yeah.
It might
New Mexico
be boiling some
Aggies.
You got it.
Okay, now we know. They have a marching band too. Let's get back to the calls here at Rosie on the House, having a little college football fun.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you. As we clear a line, that opens a line. Glenn and Glendale. Are you who they named Glendale after? Are
yeah,
you that
wish.
Glenn? Oh.
I just wanted to say go Purdue Boilermakers. I know they're playing right now.
That's hang on. Not Purdue, right?
Purdue, yep.
All right. That's where Drew Brees' alma mater.
That's right. I went there right after he left, so wish I would have met him, but
How does your team look this year? They've had a rough couple years.
Oh yeah. We went through a couple head coaches.
Yeah.
We're just hoping that this one's going to work out. He's on his, I think, his second or third year.
Okay.
We're not looking that great, but they don't call us the spoiler makers for nothing.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we'll be watching you this year.
Yeah, they're playing today, so don't give me the score or anything.
Okay, all right.
I think they're probably about in the half.
Hey, okay. We've got all the TVs off, so we don't ruin the games we're going to watch.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, let's get it. My question is I got in this hobby of having fish tanks, and so I got a couple of them, but I found myself going to the fish store and getting RO water every weekend to, you know, change the water in the fish tanks. And I found out that I'm spending probably about $80 to $100 a month just in water, drinking water, aquarium water. And I was looking at those RO systems for the sink.
Right.
Or the whole house.
Right.
I don't have the money for the whole house, but I would like to get one of those under the sink ones.
Okay.
So I don't have to pay for that, and the girl doesn't need to buy bottled water every day.
Sure.
I was wondering, can I do that? It's just a couple $100 that I can buy one, but can I do that on my own, or do I really need to have somebody come in and look and set it up for me?
Let me back up and ask. You said you're spending $80 to $100 a week?
A month.
A month.
For water
a
for
month.
Your fish
a
tank.
Okay. That makes a little. I was going to say.
Well,
it
combines. It's like $20 for the fish tank. Let me see. About $40 just for filters on the filters.
All that's irrelevant. Now, I heard week, Glenn. And I was thinking, I don't know if those little ROs are really designed to pump out 100 gallons a week.
I just need maybe 15, 20 gallons a week.
Okay. All right. Now we're – that's – all right. Now and, we're
– Yeah, yeah.
And installing an RO system definitely can be a do-it-yourself. I would just tell you, invest in a good product. Contact one of – where are you calling from?
Glendale.
Okay. Contact one of the Maricopa County Rosie Certified Water Treatment Companies, all about water or water treatment technology. Invest in a good piece of equipment. And, you know, it's basically tapping into the supply line and running that through the filters. Then it dumps the water into a storage tank that gets stored underneath your sink. And then you have the little discharge line that you have to drill into the just above the P-trap of your sink through a little saddle strap. So it's if you're the least bit handy with any kind of tools at all, it's a pretty simple little thing to do. As long as wherever you're buying it from, you can explain to them exactly what it is you're trying to do and where it's going to be installed. And again, I would tell you, just deal with the two in Maricopa County that are Rosie certified. Again, that's Water Treatment Technologies or All About Water. And
I also want to thank, was it Julia or
my
daughter Drake.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
She's helped me out on a couple of occasions with just a couple of hiccups from a couple of people I've dealt with through your system.
Okay, awesome.
And she does a great job. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah, Julia is was our baby daughter for a long time until Carol Grace came along, who we just dropped off at college. But Julia answers a great volume of all of our emails. So as you're having interface with one of the Rosie certified contractors and would have a question, she would be the first one that would see that and then route it to the right party. So there you go. And add a girl for Julia. When does she come in town, Jennifer? She and James are coming in for their high school reunion, right?
End of the month, yes.
They're going to stay at the house?
Well, I guess we're not supposed to be able to see them much, but yes, they'll be parking at the house.
Okay, good. So we'll have to send Julia her little atta girl on air mention there. She does a great job. She does a lot of our newsletter preparation and getting that put out as well, which if you're a regular subscriber, it's the only place now that you can get our regular article every single week. And in this article that went out this week, we're talking about various projects that you would get done based on the age of your home. We talked a little bit earlier about filling in those sunken living rooms. Makes the house feel so much bigger. And the things that a lot of homeowners don't often consider, the other little connecting trades that have to be dealt with as you're pouring the concrete in. We also talked about getting rid of those horrible fluorescent light coves in the kitchens that we installed all through the 70s. Oh, they were horrible. Oh, Romy, how did we ever do that? And now I want to talk about something that we do in the older homes. You know, back in the 50s, we didn't build a lot of garages. It was simply just a carport. And generally speaking, in many of those homes, you pulled into the carport and there was a window in the wall. And that was the kitchen sink. The kitchen sink looked out into the carport. And then you had a door that went into like a little laundry pantry area. And over time, people want the increased security of converting that to a garage.
Or the cleanliness.
Oh, and the cleanliness.
That's one more layer of protection. That's the door you use most often coming in and out. So a garage completely enclosed is one more area that bougainvillea leaves don't get brushed up against the door.
Right.
Layer of dust every time you open it swooshes into the house.
You're exactly right. Well, if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, Rosie on the House, this is one of the projects we're talking about. And you can actually click onto a project we recently completed for a Scottsdale Union School District school teacher in kind of what used to be Central Scottsdale, which is now South Scottsdale, which is still one of my favorite parts of the whole valley because there's whole subdivisions down there where the homes are all built of masonry. They're all that three-bedroom, one-and-a-half or two-bath home. They're at that 1,400 to 1,800 square foot living square foot. They're sitting on about a tenth of an acre. Mature landscaping, just solid, solid bones. I love those neighborhoods. If I could afford to own every one of those homes down there, I would. They're just really solid little neighborhoods, solid built little homes. But what people want to do is they want to just simply throw some 2x4s up on the carport slab, put some T111 siding on it, and hang an overhead garage door. But there's other things you need to consider. And if you have our newsletter, you can go to this project, which is the fifth project in the newsletter, and click on it, and it will show you step by step the things we need to do. City of Scottsdale and most of the cities where you would do these conversions, they don't want you running the 2x4s all the way down the slab because the carport slab is 4 to 4.5 inches below the house footing. And you're not going to want to run wood components down to that grade because anytime you want to hose the pad, the carport out or the garage out, anytime you've got rain or landscaping or sprinklers, all that wood sitting that low to the dirt is just a source of huge problems. So what we do is we go in there and we epoxy pin concrete block to the slab. and then we build our 2x4s or 2x6s on top of that. The other thing we need to do is if you do have that window that goes out to the carport from the kitchen sink, that window has to be completely filled in, and you have to create a 1-hour fire barrier between the enclosed garage and the home. And that one single component probably is the biggest reason people don't convert their carport, is because who's ever working a kitchen sink doesn't want to just stare at a blank wall. So there's one of the other conversions that we're being asked to do a lot of: convert my garage, convert my carport to a garage. Just things you need to be thinking about. You're probably going to want to run a little electrical. You want to go ahead and insulate it, as long as you're doing that, and go ahead and invest in a good insulated door. But I will tell you this, and I've just mentioned the Scottsdale School District teacher coach that we did. You want to measure very, very closely. Those carports were a little shallow, and we built the whole garage, and he drives a Saturn and sedan. And the Saturn sedan fits inside the finished garage with 5/8 of an inch to spare.
That takes some very trained footwork on the gas pedal and the brake.
Yes, it does. You want to pull the tape from that kitchen wall to wherever the garage door is going to be. And don't try and park no F-150 in there. Those carports weren't that deep. Oh, man. Hey, we've got an Audria on hold, and Antonio calling from Tucson. But I think we'll go ahead and take our last break of the show. Come back, take those last two callers, and we'll go out with a. I don't know. We ought to hear the ASU and the U of A fight song, and we've already heard the Lumberjacks, right? So we got to get all the schools covered here today on opening day of NCAA college football. More when we get back at Rosie on the House.